Hello, this is William Hemphill, and I welcome you today to the Faith and Family Matters podcast, the podcast where we have conversations about building faith and strengthening our marriages and families. I'm William Hemphill, your host, and I am not only an ordained clergy, a minister of the gospel, but I am also a mental health counselor that works with couples in building and strengthening their relationships. Today's topic is going to be a matter of building our faith. And that matter of building our faith comes from James chapter 3, where it says, verse 16, where it says the following: "For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you find disorder in every practice." Where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you have disorder in every practice. And today I want to focus on that word envy, that word envy. And so as I think about envy and I look back at my life, some of you may know the story that my wife and I were blessed to adopt 3 children. They were age 9, my sons were age 9, and my daughter was age 6. Now, one of my desires, of course, and I'll just be honest, as most dads are, I wanted to be a hero to my daughter. And I assumed that just because this young lady had come into my house that I would be her hero. And why would I assume this? Well, before I was a father, I was a big cousin, I was an uncle, I was all these things. And like pretty much all the young ladies, especially when they were girls or whatever, would gravitate toward me. You know, they'd call me big uncle, would walk, talk, laugh, joke. They would get money from me sometimes to buy snacks and different things. And so we had these relationships, you know, that went that way. And I assumed that when I had my daughter came to my house, that it would be the same way. Here's the crazy thing. It was not that way at first. I remember wanting hugs. I remember wanting joy, laughter, and all these different things. But because of where she came from, she could not trust me yet. At the same time, she would be very affectionate to my wife. You know, they would get along great, and they had their time in season, and you know, my wife had her daughter, and you know, they'd go shopping, they'd do all these wonderful things together. And I, at some point, will admit that I became envious. Envious. Let me tell you what envious is, that word. It means to have a discontent or resentful longing about what someone else has. It's a discontent or resentful longing about what someone else has, whether it's looks, whether it's possessions, whether it's qualities, gifts, and talents, whatever it may be. And in my case, there was some discontent about the relationship. Here's the thing about it. I could have easily become bitter, and there were times I was a little bit jealous, even as I think about it now. I was a little bit jealous and resentful. But one of the things I learned during that time was there are some ways to combat envy. And I think these are good things for us to know. One of the ways I combated that envy was to focus on what I did have. Focus on what I had. In that case, I had this beautiful young girl who had come to my home that had to learn how to trust. And so I began, you know, doing things to build trust. You know, I'd spend time with her. I'd spend time with my sons. Some days I'd get the rough moods, but then some days I would get the good moods, you know. Found out that me and her both like to eat. And so sometimes we would eat some things and have fun together. I think one of our big bonding moments was when she got sick and I had to take care of her, even while I was sick. I actually remember this moment quite clearly. Something happened and we were both just out of it. Me and her were just like through. And it was so bad that, you know, it's like, okay, I got to take care of you. So you got to lay over here on the bed and I'm going to lay over here on the bed on top of the covers and you just lay under the covers and whatever else. And mama and sons had to go do something. And so I remember at one point she started coughing. One of those nasty coughs. Then I started coughing because I had a nasty cough. She started coughing again with another nasty cough because she wasn't feeling good. And at that same time, I started coughing. Then she did something funny. She started imitating my cough, my nasty cough, and playing around and messing with me. And so we kind of laughed about it, you know, got her some medicine, gave her the medicine, gave me the medicine, whatever else and stuff like that. But that ended up being a bonding moment because I could focus on what I had, and that was to begin building the relationship instead of being envious. So number one, we focus on what we have. The number two way that I think helps us a lot with envy is to build upon what we have. So in that story, I built upon what I had, being her caregiver, being her father. And I would say, you know, hopefully I did a pretty good job of that. No, I think I did a pretty good job with this because about almost 20 years later, in many ways, we have a great relationship. She's one of my best friends. She'll check on me to be sure dad is okay and vice versa and different things like that. But we had to build on what we had. So my encouragement for us today is when we find ourselves being discontent or resentful about something that someone else has, when we find ourselves being envious, that we take a step back. We take a step back and focus on what we do have in our relationships and how God has blessed us. And then we build on what God has already given us. This is what I did in a relationship with my daughter, and I am blessed to be a father of a very wonderful young lady about 20-something years later. This is William Hemphill, the Faith and Family Matters podcast, thanking you for joining us today. If you would like to work with me in the state of Georgia, go to www.faithandfamilyempowerment.com where you can sign up to work with me to help build your marriage and relationship or deal with any struggles you may be having in mental health. If you would like to work with me, but you're not ready for counseling relationships yet, especially dealing with your marriage, you can go to Amazon and look under my name, Hemphill, Praying with Your Spouse, A Secret to Building Marital Intimacy. That is the book that I have written that will help you with the basics of faith and how to help you to connect and build your spiritual intimacy in your marital relationship. Thank you so much for joining us today. Blessings to you. Have a wonderful week.